This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hope you have good plans for the weekend. Mike said this rain's going to stop. We're not meteorologists, although sometimes we play them on the radio.
David Chanley's listening right now. Hey, Dave.
All right. I'm just sick of the rain. I mean, I know it's not you guys. It's not your fault. But it's like, again, forecast, rain. Mike mentioned we were coming to work over here at Twin Peaks today, and it was just, I don't know if I'm going to make it. It was just raining like crazy. And finally, this thing's going to blow out. Looks like it clears out the rest of the day, and then tomorrow will be nice in the weekend. So hope you guys get out. We're out here at Twin Peaks, by the way. Ice cold brew. Stop by. We'll be here until 6. A lot of our listeners just hanging out, kicking it. Talking about the Braves, by the way. I know you said you got tickets for Sunday.
Sunday, man, yeah.
Red Sox in town.
Come on, nerd. We'll do some shots.
We stopped our skid last night in that day-night doubleheader, which was good. But, man, we got to put something together.
Well, that's
here.
Just it. I mean, everybody made such a big hullabaloo about getting over to 500 because we've seen it. You know, no one had ever started 0-7 and gotten – I think we were the second fastest to that mark.
Yes.
You had to go back to, like, you know, the pre-World War II or something. But, yeah, now, unfortunately, we're 3 games under. Get the Red Sox. The Red Sox are 4 games under 500. They're scuffling themselves.
They are.
They've had issues with pitching. They've had issues with injuries. They've had drama with Devers and everything else. So we'll see. I mean, I certainly think you could sweep the Red Sox. Not an impossibility. But just hoping that, you know, it's like almost like not it was a panacea, but to some Braves fans, Ronald will show up and Strider will get back and all will be well. And then Smith-Shawver goes out. You know, we were just talking about, you know, Bryce Elder. Bryce Elder will be forced back into service. And that's why, guys, if you listen to Carl and I think I'm not speaking for you, but if I get something wrong or, as you say, what's your phrase? We go with what we know.
Yes.
Elder was struggling. Elder went backwards in that All-Star season. I thought he looked really good and had some really solid outings this most recent go in the show. And now he's back. He will have to be. And hopefully he can deliver the goods. But don't you think still that AA is going to have to do some shopping at the deadline?
I do. And, Mike, it's funny because, you know, you don't feel like you ever have a perfect team, but you feel like you have a foundation for a team that can compete and certainly one that might, you know, do some damage in the playoffs. It's easy to compare ourselves to the Dodgers. We're not. You could say the Mets, they spent more money than us. We're not.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that once you get to a point in the playoffs, if we get there, that in a series, Mike, you've got to be able to find some ways to win. And the thing for me right now with the Braves, the way they're going, and we, by the way, we went to Boston. We won two of the three games in Boston back in May. We've had good luck in interleague games against this team. But for me right now, I just don't feel like offensively, consistently, night in and night out, as comfortable as I did the last few years. And I know every year is different. I talk about it. Like, everybody wants to go back to the World Series year. It's never going to be that, guys. We're never going to – you can't relive that. Every year is different. So how does AA turn this year and this offense into – as productive as it can be, and more importantly, how do you add to it? Because I got to tell you, we can talk about this pitching in the bullpen all we want, I mean, we've been scuffling, again, because of our offense. The reason why last night was so fun is because we scored stinking runs.
Right, and you knew Chris Sale was going to be on cruise control. He's dialed in. Our buddy over here is doing some social media work for the Braves post-game. So our man has to watch 9 innings of baseball every single day. Special place in heaven for him. But anyway, so talking about, you know, just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But we are. We're just not a good hitting team. You know, and look, I'm done with the analytics argument. Carl has gotten the biggest kick out of this.
It's been great.
I mean, 3 days, 72 hours of nonstop. It's like, I mean... It's like almost I went on Twitter and said, there is no God. I mean, I would have probably gotten less heat. I mean, this analytics thing is a cult. But regardless, Olsen's got to be better. You know, I get it. OPS, you know, if you walk and you – whatever, the strikeout thing, the launch angle and everything else, exit velo, just give me some results. I don't care how we get there. Money Harris has got to hit better. Matt Olsen's got to be more consistent. You know, Albies is certainly trending the right way with the hit streak. That's great. You know, I don't have you hopes for Profar? Who can even tell what Profar is going to be when he gets here, right?
No, I don't.
And with the suspension, I don't even know when he can start doing like the rehab and start to work in the minors.
Yeah, look, that's
they're going to have to add another position player.
Well, it's an interesting case study because how much do you rely on him, or is he just going to be a platoon guy? Seriously, right. Knowing that you can't use him,
right?
When you probably need him most in the playoffs, if, again, we get there. I have no idea what Profar is going to bring. And to be honest with you, I'm not going to kill a guy. He did what he did. He's paying the price.
Right.
It hurt our team because, again, does this lineup look differently, you know, with him in it? Yeah. If he did what he did for San Diego last year, it does.
280 and knocking a bunch of RBIs, hell yeah. The other thing is, you know, and you said this just now about if it's not the pitching, it's the hitting. You know, we always talk about the Falcons, complementary football, the defense, front and back working together. And then all of a sudden, Austin Riley now is a butcher at third base. Makes a great play the other night, and all of a sudden there's another. And immediately I saw the memes, oh, is the grounds crew in Philly to blame?
Right.
I was like, here we go.
Right.
So, I mean, that kind of came out of left field.
Braves win last night 9-3. And speaking of guys, Mike is mentioning Olsen. Guys, his OPS is .799. It's slugging and on base. It's not good. Okay, not for what we are expecting from a guy that's got 45 right. to 50 home run potential and certainly 110, 120 RBI guy. That's not good, especially at this point in the season. And by the way, for those of you who are saying, well, we got plenty of time, we're third through the season, okay? I know it's a lot of games, but right. we're third way through. Kind of get a sense of what this team is. And then I always tell you, my mark is July because it always was when I was covering baseball. You talk to managers, well, I'll see where we are, Dukes, in July. July 1st weekend, we'll see. Okay, well, July rolls around, right. and if we're still 8.5 or 9 game out, guys, this is what we are. This is what we're up against.
See, the thing is, and something you and I talked about earlier in the week, when I've been having this analytics World War III over Matt, it started with Matt Olsen. Basically, I said, you know, Matt Olsen's been terrible. He's been unclutched, and this guy came back. He had 2 tremendous exit velocity hits. They were right at someone. And I said,
nerd!
And I basically said, shut up, nerd. And I said, I mean, who gives a blank? You know, an out is a friggin' out. You know, when you're struggling, go the other way. Go with. See, I don't even think these guys realize when I say go with a pitch, what that even means, right? But anyway, but the point I'm getting to, bring it back to Matt Olson, 2023, everybody was, they want to extrapolate his career, and they include 23. 23 is the aberration.
Yeah.
This Braves team is never, ever going to hit like they did in 23. They didn't last year, and they're not doing it this year.
By the way, lineup's out. Ronald Acuna leading off. Hey, how about that? Ozzie, Ozuna, Matt Olson, Riley Verdugo in left field. Sean Murphy, Michael Harris, Luke Williams at shortstop. Grant Holmes on the hill. More on the Braves coming up with Grant McCauley.
Baldwin was hot. Now, he's not every day, so how can he get hot, Carl, if he's not hitting?
You got to play him every day, man. You know where I'm at on this.
I'm down on Snit, too, right now.
As you should be. I feel like he's it's unfair to say asleep. I feel like he's not giving the proper response to get guys engaged.
Right.
And I heard somebody on our radio station today say, what do you want him to do? I mean, what do you want him to do? Yell at guys?
Well,
you have to give a proper response to certain situations. And turning over tables and kicking doors, that's not what I'm talking about. But, Mike, there has to be consequences. You know what consequences are in baseball? Sit your ass on the bench.
Right.
I'm playing somebody else. That gets guys' attention. I don't think Snit does enough of that.
No.
I don't think he doesn't. And so when you say you're feeling some kind of way right now, that's why I'm feeling that, because I know there should be more consequences. You just don't roll a guy out because, well, Snit, and I love the dude. I really do. He's been unbelievable. But because a guy's making $100 million doesn't mean that you can't sit him and, like, hey, I'm not afraid to sit guys who are supposed to be our best players.
And, again, I don't want to oversimplify it, but, you know, when you lose some of the elements we've lost, Ron Washington is out there in, you know, in D.C. I'm sorry, out in L.A., but, you know, you see the series going back to D.C., going back to what we've seen the last few weeks with Austin Riley. It's like Wash would be the guy that would get him right. You know, when you're struggling with some – because fielding, I know it's different than hitting, no blank Sherlock, but Wash was always a guy to work with him on the fundamentals. When a guy was scuffling, if Ozzie was struggling or Arcia was struggling, Wash would be doing that extra work with him.
Yeah.
You know, that was part of the M.O. So, you know, it's just – there's elements that have been stripped away from Freddie Freeman to the coaching staff, et cetera. So we'll see. But I'm with you. I always – defend Snit, especially because 21, he pushed all the right buttons.
He did everything.
But it's been weird. It's just been downhill.
Yeah.
And look, he has to deal with three-fifths of a starting pitching rotation, tons of injuries, but I don't think he's had his fastball a lot this year.
All right, more on the Braves coming up. It's Dukes and Bill. You guys can chime in on that because I don't know how you feel about that. And listen, when you win a World Series and you've been as good as Brian Snicker has been, and he's likable, let's be honest, we give him a break. But when your team has all these guys you've paid and invested in, and now it's just like lackadaisical, at some point you got to wake guys up. And that's my issue right now with kind of the way things have gone. And I also think this, Mike, I think Snit, he feels like guys are playing hard and, you know, they're doing the job.
Right.
Earlier this season, it wasn't the incident. It was Snit's non-attention to it with Kelnick.
Right.
It wasn't the incident. Everybody wanted to make it about the incident. It was the fact that he was like, what did you expect me to do? What?
Well, and then if you take it back, and then look, Acuna has taken the high road, apologized, kissed the ring, all that stuff. But as I said to you earlier in the week, it still doesn't remove or diminish the point that they've never protected him. They've always treated Acuna, I got to be honest, not like a superstar. No, I get it. You got to earn it when you're coming up. But I just felt like going all the way back to those. We talked about the Marlins
He's
and the Cardinals.
He's been treated like a stepchild.
You just treat him like the red-haired stepchild.
He has been.
You know, and to me, it just irks because Kelnick is a bum. Is he here?
No.
Oh, that's right.
No.
But you know, but there's a double standard. And I know that some guys, some Braves fans, you guys make it into a mountain out of a molehill. You don't treat your star one way and then treat a bum the other way. I mean, to me, it was
Did
jive.
You say bum?
Yes, and so I just think that Ronald kind of, in my mind, bent over backwards in that scenario.
All right, that's where we are.
Sorry, we just blew through the dogs, crapping on the Braves.
But you know what? We'll get to that.
Yes.
We'll get to that, but that's where we are because this is another big series, and we don't need to wet the bed. Look.
And I spent good freaking money on Sunday's tickets, and I expect big-time results.
Where are you at? Where are you at, by the way?
I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
I'm front row.
Front row. You must be in the front row.
Second section.
Oh, okay.
No. Over the, like, you know where the aisle is? I've been front row over the aisle behind. Oh. So the rich people sitting behind the dugout.
Are you lower
first
bowl?
100 section. Hold on.
That's big.
Right,
that's big money.
I don't play, man. You know me.
That's big money right there.
Hold on. Because any of you nerds want to talk more about analytics.
Don't say that. They'll have your attention the entire game.
Talk to my cousin. He'll punch you in the head. Anyway, I'm in. Blah, 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 blah. Come on. Let's go. You. Come on, stupid.
Does it have two letters by? Because those are the big money tickets.
No, no, no.
When it says section 103, I'm KKD, in, 6, like those are the big money tickets.
I'm in section 116.
Okay.
Row 1. I don't want. So when I boo the umpire, I don't need 5 people turn around and look at me like I'm from planet Mars.
He'll be able to hear you down there.
Some of you Braves fans, get off your ass. Let's show some emotion on Sunday.
Let's go.
Because I bring the heat when I come in.
Yeah.
As Homer Simpson said, I've earned the right to get embarrassingly drunk and scream things.
Well, you know what? I hope you do that.
Damn right.
I hope you do that. All right, that's Sunday. Series starts tonight. We're going to talk with Grant Moore about it. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the Dogs. By the way, they've got the number 4 corner in the country looking at the Dogs. You say, well, that's normal. Is it when it's Minka Fitzpatrick's brother?
Oh, hello.
We'll talk about that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.